Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening, Monday through Friday. And I welcome you to the show and give you a few parameters about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We're not out for media lies, media falsehoods, or for media political rhetoric. We're out for honesty and truth and getting at the facts and getting at the truth. Second, I'm a Christian, which is part and parcel of my presentation, and I am not about to abandon that position. I adhere to the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed, as well as I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and the great Christian authors, most recently like C.S. Lewis or G.K. Chesterton, less recently by John Calvin, Martin Luther, and St. Augustine, or Dante or Milton. All of these, and T.S. Eliot, all of these are well worth your reading and thinking about. I also am a radio host, show host, and I run two Christian radio shows, podcast, and a Blog Talk radio show, which have many visitors from many foreign countries, including Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia and Bangladesh and India, and many others. I also am the author of 10 books, both legal and Christian books, and I have four more in process. I've just completed a manuscript on the Psalms, which is being published toward the end of May. And I also am working on a manuscript on the miracles in the Bible and on the sayings of Christ, the blogs, which I have written many essays on the sayings of Christ, and that book is in preparation. I've written almost 800 essays. These have a Christian orientation. Not all of them have that, but some of them have that. And they have been visited by many people in my academia, the EDU site, many people from Muslim countries. I'm pleased to say that my Muslim brothers and sisters are interested in my thought processes as a Christian. Next, I would like to... tonight I'm going to talk about a subject that most people don't want to know about or think about. It's going to be talking about myself, but it's going to be talking about myself in a way, an aspect that most people would not want to think about of themselves. What I'd like to talk about is why I should be condemned. Many people would find this subject and concept, would not understand it, that they should be condemned, or me, or most people. However, after much reflection, I've reached this conclusion about myself and how I've lived my life. Now, when I was a younger person, I really felt quite well of myself. When I was in college, or law school, and graduate school, I thought myself to be smart, articulate, well-educated, well-mannered, good-looking. So I thought about myself to be a fairly good person, or at least I perceived myself to be. These conclusions were based on my own essential egotism and self-involvement. So I thought quite well of myself. But Jesus sets a bar that makes me think that I should not think well of myself, or that none of us should. Two passages come to mind. One is the parable of the Last Judgment, found in Matthew 25:31-46. In this parable, Jesus tells us when he returns to earth, he will judge all nations gathered before them and separate them one from the other, and will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats in his left. And he will, there'll be a judgment of either eternal life and joy or eternal death and suffering. He says the criterion for the judgment will be that you, when the person was hungry, you gave him food. Or when the stranger was thirsty, you gave him drink. When you were a stranger, you welcomed me. And when you were naked, you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. So he's saying that... when he comes to judge us, the judgment will be based in his person, because he is saying the person of his of the eternal Christ is found in our neighbor. And he says, did you feed the hungry? Did you give drink to the thirsty? Did you welcome the stranger? Did you clothe the naked? Did you visit me when sick? Did you see me when I was in prison? And the righteous will say to Jesus, when do we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and give you drink or whatever? Yeah, we didn't see you. But then Jesus says, what you did to these other people in the course of your life, so you will be judged. And he will say to those, and he makes it clear at his left hand, to depart into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and all his angels. So, he is saying here that how we treat other people is how we have faith in him. It is how we relate to Christ. He is saying the person and personhood of Christ is found in our neighbor and how we give him concern and love. The second passage I want to talk about, which also covers the matter of condemnation and why I should, of course, I haven't done those things, Matthew 25, that he talks about, none the least. So therefore, I must conclude that I have not fulfilled Jesus' commands in that respect, or none of us have, and that we are really entitled to condemnation. I conclude that because of what he says in Matthew 25. But also there's the parable of rich man and Lazarus, where he says about a rich man who feasted every day while at his gate, a poor man named Lazarus waited to be fed, but fell from the rich man's table. And he says the poor man died and was carried to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died and was sent to condemnation. And the rich man lifts his eyes in hell and sees Lazarus. And the rich man asks Abraham to have mercy on him, and to send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger and cool his tongue. And then Abraham reminds the rich man that in lifetime he received good things, and Lazarus received evil things. And now, so really, Jesus tells us in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus that he is condemned for not helping Lazarus, who was starving at his table. So, looking at the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, where the rich man ends up in hell because of his lack of concern for the poor man Lazarus, what are we going to say about ourselves here, or me? I see my gross inadequacy and deficiencies as a person. And the message of these parables is clear. It is not enough that we attend to our own affairs, needs, and families. Jesus is quite clear in demanding that we live our lives with concern, if not love, for those whom we know suffer before us in the course of our lives. So Jesus unequivocally states here there will be a last judgment, that the criteria for the judgment will be how we treat other people. He tells us we must feed the hungry, give drink to those who thirst, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, visit the sick, and those in prison. Jesus says here, if we do not do these things in the course of our lives, we do the same to him. He's very emphatic in that in how we treat other persons in our lives is, in some sense, how we treat him. And this will be the basis for measuring us as a person, will be the criterion for judgment. And the same thing in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man stood by and feasted every day while he gave nothing to a poor man. And Lazarus, who merely wanted to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. And Jesus tells the rich man, again, will suffer for no showing no concern for this poor person who suffered at his doorstep while he feasted. And that same person, because of his poverty, will be rewarded and suffering. So the message in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus is quite clear that we cannot live our lives with and ignore the suffering and pain of our neighbors, and that we will be judged and sent to condemnation for not paying attention to the suffering person while we feast. So I have just give you two examples of two parables. One is the parable of the last judgment, The other is the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And in both instances, Jesus makes clear our responsibility to our neighbor. And so what can I say about myself? Well, or yourself, or anybody, really. We must come to the conclusion that our lives are mostly devoted to ourselves, and we have done little or nothing for those around us. In fact, most of us, including me, have not visited anyone in prison or sick, have not fed others who needed food, or given clothes to those in need. While I feast with my family during Thanksgiving and Christmas, I do not pay much attention to those who have nothing on those days. I may attend church, but Jesus says what matters is our faith in Christ, which is encompassed and understood by how we treat our neighbor, whether the suffering poor man in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus or the judgment to all nations in Matthew 25. Of course, many people really think very well of themselves and really are not prepared to see themselves as really subject to condemnation. They may say to themselves, I know worse or better than anybody else, I'm a moral person, I don't hurt anybody, I support my family, etc. But Jesus sets in these parables a different understanding of our responsibility to love our neighbor. So that's about it, ladies and gentlemen, in these two parables. As you can see, we are, in some sense, and I am, if I look at myself in light of these requirements of Christ, I look at myself as condemned and lacking. Fortunately, there is the forgiveness of Christ on the cross for my indifference to the needs of others. And all of us share in this indifference and share, unfortunately. If we look at ourselves correctly in these statements of Christ and how we should live, we will see ourselves as actually, unequivocally subject to condemnation for not fulfilling the love that he requires of us for our neighbor. Whether it's feeding the poor man who's at our table while we're feasting, or where there's a judgment for not clothing people, for not visiting them in sick, etc., in Matthew 25. Jesus has set the bar for who we really are in these parables, and I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at myself in these parables, and I suggest you do the same and understand your tremendous deficiencies in light of what Jesus says here. I see my deficiencies. I see myself as truly worthy and worthless of condemnation. And I must say that if you don't reach the same conclusion as I do, then you are not really thinking about what Jesus, the Son of God and Redeemer and Savior of the world, has said in Matthew 25 in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. I suggest you give the matter some thought and see yourselves in the correct light, namely unworthy, lacking, and subject, and unequivocally subject to condemnation. I know that's me, but you'll have to think about it and concern yourself with what he says here. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this talk tonight. You can find this chapter in my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. It's a chapter in my book, Why I Should Be Condemned. It's a conclusion I'm not happy reaching, but it's a true conclusion. And it's an accurate conclusion, and it is a similar conclusion which you all, ladies and gentlemen, must, if you thought about the matter in these parables, must reach the same conclusion. Thank you.